The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God the Father, creator of all, and from his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope you don't mind, but I made a few promises on your behalf yesterday. I confess it wasn't the first time I've done so, and I hope won't be the last. You see, 15-month-old Jaylin Cove Culbritton was baptized here at the font yesterday. Under normal circumstances, in our tradition, baptisms take place within the context of worship. It's part of our liturgy. And it's done that way in part so that together we can make those promises to the newly baptized. In other words, we don't normally do private baptisms. But the pandemic has changed that. Just like it's changed so many things that we normally would be doing, whether it's here at the church or whether it's in your own lives, whether it's at work or school, we all know there's been a lot of changes because of the pandemic. In fact, last fall I baptized 10-month-old Sophie Nicole Hare, and I also baptized 9-week-old Hadley Abbott Pritchard, the great-granddaughter of George Hansen, in a private ceremony. Nowadays, parents understandably are cautious about exposing their infants or their toddlers or young children to people who congregate in places like the church. And unfortunately, that means that they're asking, and I'm agreeing to do, more and more private baptisms for the sake of protecting their children. So yesterday it was just 5 of us. There was Jaylin Cove Culbritton, and there were her parents, Kimberly and Casey, and one of her baptismal sponsors, Patrick, and myself. We gathered around the font, but we also had a big screen TV in here, a TV monitor, and my laptop computer, so that her grandparents on both sides and several aunts and uncles of Jaylin's were able to Zoom with us and be here for the baptism. In any case, on your behalf, I promised that you would support Jaylin and pray for her in her new life in Christ. You also welcomed her into the body of Christ and into the mission we share, and invited her to join with us in giving thanks and praise to God and to bear God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Like I said, I hope you don't mind, but I made those promises for you, for us, for all of us. It's a strange new day, isn't it? I'm not used to this even after almost 2 years. Everything seems so strange. I don't have another word for it even. Odd. Here we are, nearly 2 years into this most unprecedented time in recent history, and your pastor is baptizing little ones like Jaylin, while loved ones are cheering her on from a distance. These grandparents and aunts and uncles were in the Midwest, in Illinois and Wisconsin. Instead of the living, breathing people of God doing that in the context of our liturgy, in worship. But they're doing so now from a distance via Zoom and cyberspace, much like those of you who are at home right now worshiping with us. And I'm glad, I'm delighted for that, that we have that ability. But in my wildest imaginations, I would have never dreamed that a thing like this would come to pass, that church would be as virtual as some people say. I say that they're as much a part of the living, breathing community as if they were right in the room with us. So fear not, I consider those of you at home to be part of this community. And yet, here we are also doing what was done to Jesus. And by that I mean, here we are declaring to precious little ones what the voice from heaven first declared to Jesus. On behalf of God and Christ's church, the whole community, declared to her, "You are a beloved child of God. You belong to Christ, in whom you have been baptized." Now, if that isn't good news, I don't know what is. It's a sign that this church is alive. Alive with the living, breathing, spirit-filled people of God who are living the faith that has been passed on, that has been handed on to us from generations before us. And in turn, bringing a child into the faith we share and promising to walk with her in her new life in Christ, nurturing her and reminding her of the promises that were given to her by our God. This is the Spirit at work among us, the Spirit at work in the world in which we live. Truly, this is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. But lest we think that this is a word that only comes, and by that I mean the gospel, that it only comes from the New Testament teachings of the life and ministry of Jesus, of Christ's death and resurrection, and of the birth of the early church at Pentecost, when the Spirit came upon the disciples, and they in turn then were empowered and equipped to continue the ministry of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. And by them continuing it, here we are continuing it 2,000 years later. This is good news. This is gospel. Indeed it is. But I want you to again listen to the words of the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, words uttered by the prophet Isaiah. "But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O child, who formed you, O beloved. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." Words of promise, gospel words, good news. Listen. Pay close attention. For just as the voice came from heaven and declared to Jesus, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." The voice of God is speaking to you, today, right here, right now, this very second. From God's mouth to your ears, I declare to you, thus says the Lord, who created you, who formed you. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you get tangled up in a web of lies and you don't know who to trust, I will be there speaking truth to you. When you feel as though the waves are crashing in all around you and the world is spinning wildly out of control, I will be with you. When you think your life has no purpose or meaning, or you wonder why you're still on earth and not in heaven, do not fear, for I am with you. When your heart is heavy laden and you don't know what to do, or when you feel lost and alone and you don't know where to turn, I will be there for you. When you hear a cacophony of unwelcome voices speaking hateful words to you, I will be there singing my love song in your ear. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One, your Savior. You are precious in my sight and honored. And I love you. Do not fear, for I am with you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Amen.